Thanks for joining us on our journey through the Bible. We are in Lamentations chapter 3. Today we'll be reading verses 21 through 26. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Words cannot describe the horror that faced God's people when Babylon marched into Jerusalem to destroy the walls of the city and the hearts of the people. No king, prince, priest, prophet, or commoner was exempt from the devastation and slaughter. Starving mothers, due to the siege, resorted to cannibalism. The ceremony of worship ended. People were dragged off into slavery. The author, probably Jeremiah, understands that Babylon was used merely as a human instrument of God's judgment. And yet, through his laments, he wrestles with the ways of God. Right in the middle of the laments, Jeremiah stops for a moment to focus on the goodness of God. These are the things that Jeremiah calls to mind, and it gives him hope. First, he says, God's love is great. Jeremiah reminds himself and his readers that they are alive only because of God's love. And even in the midst of desperate times, God's great compassion never fails. You may be in a difficult time today. I want to remind you, God loves you. Jeremiah also reminds himself that God's faithfulness is great. Even when we are faithless, God is faithful. We can always depend on him to bring a fresh pouring out of his love and compassion every morning. God will give us everything we need, and he'll give it to us one day at a time. Jeremiah reminds himself that God's love is great, God's faithfulness is great, and his salvation is great. Deliverance for Israel would not come the next day or the day after that, but they knew that God was their portion, their only hope, and they chose to wait on him. Can you do that? Can you wait patiently for the salvation of the Lord? He will come in his way and in his timing. Father, thank you for your great love. Thank you for your great faithfulness. And thank you for the great salvation that comes even in the midst of most difficult times. Help us to wait on you, even when waiting and trusting are really hard. In Jesus' name, amen.